From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he has narrowed down the list of potential Supreme Court nominees to five candidates, including two women, and will make his decision by July the 9th. President spoke with reporters aboard Air Force One en route to his New Jersey resort.
It is exciting, though. There's something from day one. I've heard outside of War and Peace, of course, the most important decision you make is the selection of a Supreme Court judge, if you get it. And as you know, there have been many presidents that never got a choice. You know, they went 4 years, they went 8 years, and they never had a choice. And here we are, two already.
Mr. Trump's choice, if approved by Congress, will be replacing retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy. Immigration advocacy groups planning hundreds of marches across the United States today to protest President Trump's zero-tolerance stance on illegal immigration. Lots of migrant families have been separated, and Kathy Kadakwan with the National Network for Immigrant and Refugee Rights says families need to be reunited as soon as possible.
The children will be reunited with their parents when the either criminal or immigration proceedings have been concluded, or if the parents opt for voluntary departure or withdraw their asylum request.
Around 2,000 migrant families are being detained. Somali officials say the United States has deported 84 Somalis back to their home country. In Somalia, they've been detained and will be released after the security agencies debrief them. Around 275 Somalis have been deported from the United States last year. This is VOA News. United Nations Yemen envoy Martin Griffiths says in a UN radio interview he expects to get the warring parties in Yemen back to the negotiating table. More now from VOA's Amy Katz.
Martin Griffiths said that in the last few days he had met President Abdrabbu Mansour Hadi in the southern city of Aden, temporary headquarters of the exiled government, and Mohammed Abdul Salam, chief negotiator of the Houthi group fighting against the government. He said that both parties have confirmed to me their willingness to come to the table to restart negotiations. He said he believed the discussions the UN had with the warring sides have prevented a major attack on the vital port facilities or city of Hodeidah. Amy Katz, VOA News.
Clashes between Palestinians and Israeli troops along the border in southern Gaza turned deadly, two people being killed by Israeli gunfire. Most recent protest along the Gaza border began March 30th, and weekly protest organized by the Islamic militant group Hamas, which rules the territory, have continued. At least 137 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli troops. Israel says it's defending its border and nearby communities and accuses Hamas of using the protest as cover for militants to attack the border fence with Israel. Police in Annapolis, Maryland, that is a city near Washington, have identified the man armed with smoke grenades and a shotgun who went on a shooting rampage at a local newspaper, killing five people, wounding several others. President Trump says the attack was horrific. We get more now from AP Sagar Magani at the White House.
At an event here marking the Tax Cuts and Job Act's six-month anniversary, the president said there are no words to express the country's sorrow to the families of the five people killed at the Capitol Gazette.
This attack shocked the conscience of our nation.
He often accuses journalists of being fake news, and just this week called them the enemy of the people, but struck a different tone today.
Journalists, like all Americans, should be free from the fear of being violently attacked while doing their job.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A volcano on the Indonesian island of Bali erupted, and that prompted airlines to cancel 450 flights, diverting the travel plans of some 75,000 people, both inside and outside that holiday destination. The airport now has reopened. Indonesia is located on what is known geographically as the Ring of Fire. That's an area of high volcanic and seismic activity around the rim of the Pacific Ocean. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.